Shana Tova. This is the Haftarah explained for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Today we're reading from the book of Yirmiyahu, Yarim Yahu. God is the one who lifts us up. Yes, parents would name their children after the God that they believed in and what action that this God would do. Chizkiyahu, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu. God will save us. God is strong. God will lift us. Tremendous support for your deity that you worshipped. Next, we are reading this on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because of the compassion that God has for the people that pray and connect to Him. And the Haftarah starts off. Remember, Yirmiyahu lived in the city of Yerushalayim during, right before and during the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And we're praying to do teshuvah, that God should change His decrees to do any damage to us. And it starts off, Ko Amar Hashem. Hey, wait a minute. It's a song. Ko Amar, Ko Amar Hashem, Motzochein Bamidbar, Am Sri De Chorev, Holoch Lahargio Yisrael. Whoa. Singing Haftorah, man. What's going on here? The Jewish people, people are always pointing swords at us. They're always trying to kill us off. That we are Am Sri De Chorev, but we are the ones that avoided getting killed. We're still standing. Show me the Egyptians, the original Egyptians, and the Babylonian, and the Persians, and the Greeks. They're not around anymore. The Jewish people somehow have endured and survived. And that is because of God's love for us, that God brought us through the desert for 40 years, and He brought us into the promised land. So now, Kumu v'na ale tzion, El Hashem Elokeinu. It is a message, rise up and acknowledge the source of this blessing and that you will go to Jerusalem, to the Beis HaMikdash, and you will have your prayers presented to God and hopefully they'll be heard. Ki fada Hashem et Yaakov, that we know that from Ma'ariv, Ki fada Hashem et Yaakov ugiolo miyad chazak mimenu, that our freedom comes from our connection to God and that our geula, our redemption is from His hand. That just in case we forget the source of all blessing. And that what happens is, Vahafachti evlam lisason, that God is the one that could switch our mourning and our feeling terrible to a sason and a joyful time. Ko Mahashem, Kol Barama Nishma. This is a famous Schlockrock song. Also, this is the song about Rachel, that she's saying that. Kol berama nishma, nehi b'chi tamrumim, Rachel mevacheh al boneha. What is the message over here? It's that you can go to shul and you can pray for yourself. And God looks at you and goes, I'm not impressed. I mean, it's nice, you're asking for help for yourself. But He says the real righteous, the real people that get it is that we play on one big team of humanity. And if you want to pick a smaller team, we pick on the team of Judaism. But we're all part of a team. This is not some kind of individual game. Yes, we have a personal God and an individual relationship, but in the larger sense, we're all on a team. And what God is saying is, don't just pray for yourselves. Pray for the team, that everybody should finish okay. And that it talks about Hashiveni v'yashuva, that it is time to do teshuvah. That's why we read the Haftarah, because of these specific words that are saying, return to God, reconnect with God. Vishavu vanim, vishavu vanim, vishavu vanim ligvulam. That we're going to be in an exile. But now you even sing about it, that the children should return back to their borders, that we belong in the land of Israel. And that now you see the end of the Haftarah is that that Hashem should show rachamim on us. We're in court on Rosh Hashanah, but there's two doors. Based in, so there's a, from din, and shel rachamim, in a court of rachamim. And what we hope is that we get to present our cases and we get to be heard in the based in shel rachamim, in the court of mercy. And that we are not heard in the court of justice, because God knows it's much more difficult and severe in the court of justice. Shana Tova. take advantage of understanding the Haftarah.